This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 10 minutes after 6 on this Tuesday morning. Now with part 1 of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn was $4.89, down 2¾. December corn, $4.73, down 2¾. March corn, $4.86, down 2¾. August soybeans were $13.67½, up 17¾. September soybeans, $12.72, down 3¼. November soybeans, $12.20, down 8½. September wheat, $6.51½, up 1¼. December wheat, $6.63¼, up 1¾. March wheat, $6.73¼, up 1¾. Time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Monday afternoon. Good growing conditions for corn and soybeans, plus some rain in the near-term forecast, helped to push prices lower. In the cash grain markets, cash basis has stabilized in many cases and has strengthened in some others. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 7 cents higher at $5.49 to $5.69, and soybean bids were up 7 to 24 cents at $13.25 to $13.61. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at $5.82 to $6 even, while soybean bids were mostly 7 to 16 cents lower at $13.36 to $13.71. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 3 to 6 lower at $5.83 to $6.14. Soybean bids ended mixed at $13.49 to $13.93, and wheat bids ended steady to 2 cents stronger at $6.32 to $6.34. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids ended mixed at $13.50 to $13.90. Basis ranged from $1.30 to $1.70 over the November. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $5.08.90 up to $5.30.90, which was up $8.60 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 3 at $5.89 to $6.19, with basis ending steady, range from $100 to $130 over September. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 to 13 cents lower at $5.74 to $5.81. Basis ended mostly steady, range from $85 to $92 over September. Soybeans were steady to 13 cents stronger at $13.70 to $13.87, with basis down 4 to 17 cents at $3 to $20 over the August. Wheat prices ended 6 to 8 cents higher at $6.46 to $6.56, with basis up 5 to 7 cents, range from 5 under to 5 over September. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place their producer corn bids 10 to 11 cents lower at $5.79 to $5.82. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 6 to 23 cents with quotations at $13.71 to $14.02. Soft wheat, 8 cents higher at $6.76 to $6.77, while the Milo ended 3 cents lower at $6.47 to $6.48. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn ended at $4.39 up to $4.58, with new crop soybean bids ranging from $11.86 to $12.05. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $4.43 to $4.57, new crop soybean bids $11.92 to $12.08. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $4.45 to $4.63. New crop soybean bids range from $11.95 up to $12.14. That is our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle were $122.10, up 30 cents. October live cattle, $125.97, up 12 cents. December live cattle, $128.72, up 7 cents. August feeder cattle were $153.27, up 67 cents. September feeder cattle, $156.85, up 85 cents. November feeder cattle, $159.90, up 97 cents. August lean hogs were $97.90, up 12 cents. October lean hogs were $84.50, down 30 cents, and December lean hogs $81.55, down 30 cents. Now time for the Cash Livestock Report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is David Humphreys with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Monday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 45 cents lower in a range of $90.98 to $96, with a weighted average carcass price of $91.33. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady, with very good demand for very light offerings. U.S. and one to three grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 72 to 75. 4 to 5 weight at 73 to 80. 500 to 550 pounds at 76 to 83. And over 550 pounds at 78 to 85. On the direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at the country buying points were trading steady with moderate to good demand for moderate offerings ranging from 65 to 69. With a few up to 72. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 8,272 head. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 120 to 123, and on a dressed basis traded at 193 to 197. Heifers on a live basis traded at 121 to 122, and on a dressed basis traded at 192 to 195. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 241 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $99.97, which was 46 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading moderately lower. Choice carcasses were $186.41, which is 74 cents lower, with select carcasses at $182.22, which was 49 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 120,000 compared to 120,000 last week and 121,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 355,000 compared to 395,000 last week and 408,000 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.94. August corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.84. July corn delivered to Scottville, $5.93. August corn delivered to Scottville, $5.84. July beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.56. August beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.11. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.39. Once again, those prices are: corn at Greenfield is $5.94. Corn at Scottville is $5.93. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $13.56, and wheat at Scottville is $6.39. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. It's coming up on 6:19, time now for a check of color radar weather, brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
At this time, color radar showing a band of showers west of a line from Auburn to Greenville, moving slowly to the east. Our local weather forecast for today does call for cloudy skies with showers likely. High temperatures in the mid-70s. We will have southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, a 50-50 chance of showers, low temperatures in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, Wednesday, cloudy skies, a slight chance of a shower, the high in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, sunny skies on Thursday, but then a chance of showers or thunderstorms once again. Low temperatures in the mid-60s, highs in the low 80s. Right now at the Weather Center, light south winds, the barometric pressure is steady. We have cloudy skies, 68 degrees at the Weather Center on this Tuesday morning. And that's a check of color radar weather from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder, by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. Once again, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Representative Wayne Rosenthal of the Illinois House was in the station yesterday. We sat down and talked about GMO labeling requirement legislation that may be brought forward.
I think they're trying to introduce legislation, and I haven't actually seen it yet, but I know we got a call from the office wanting to know whether I would support that. And my response is no, because I don't think we needed to have an additional cost initially. Plus, we know that GMO, first of all, reduces the need for pesticides, insecticides. It's proven to be safe, and I just don't see the need and the necessity to add additional cost to our products.
Do you have a speculation on what the outcome of legislation like that would be if it was presented?
I would think I would expect that will be another geographic and demographic issue where all the rural and downstate legislators will be opposed. The city urban areas may be for, depending on who they're listening to. But I think that the bottom line is it's going to be a issue that's going to be heavily debated, and there'll be a lot of lobbying going on and lobbyists involved in it. But to me, I still think that, you know, it just adds an additional cost that's unnecessary. You know, we've had a very good history of using GMO products and GMO breeding, and the history has shown, first of all, that it's safe, and you know, we continue to be the individuals and the farmers that feed the world, and I think it's necessary to protect those patents and protect the ability to raise and increase our yields, and so that we can continue to feed the world, which I think that's, you know, what we do here in the U.S. the best. And they're exporting those traits into countries that can utilize them, and I think that the more that we can use them, the better off we are.
I know that there's been a lot of articles floating around lately, sure, done from interviews with African farmers about how grateful mm-hmm. they are for some GMO crops because they don't have to be out there and spray without
right.
any protective equipment.
Right. And, you know, that's one of the things, and they continue to find different things. And all it really does is it expedites and speeds up the process of bringing new products to the market, because they are introducing the genes genetically, as opposed to the old trial method where it takes forever to generate new products. So I just think that it's, I've had a research plot for Monsanto for 15, 20 years, and corn research. And, they're always out there looking, and the corn breeders are working hard. And I just think that that's one product, you know, one part of the industry that has been beneficial to the farmers, it's been beneficial to the marketplace, and we just need to protect that. The safety is proven that, you know, our products are safe, and we do grow safe food products, and we just need to make sure we continue to do that.
There's also some hope that cisgenic GMO crops would help promote a more positive public opinion because those are crops that are genetically modified within their own breeds, taking a potato plant with a potato plant instead of pulling genetics from somewhere else.
And, you know, I think those are all things that need to continue to be tested. And I think that's the big thing is that they are tested and they are proven to be safe.
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.